we've all been in a situation where you go somewhere, things don't go as planned, whether it's at a restaurant and you order something and you don't get exactly what you order. This woman's at McDonald's, right? And she said she ordered 20-piece chicken McNuggets and an ice cream.
Okay.
Just kind of a lot for one person.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But the cashier turns around, puts it in, and when the lady says, you know, what's holding up, she says, your fries. She goes off because she didn't order any French fries. And here is a piece of a 3-minute video.
No, it's like debit or credit. Which one you want me to put?
Whichever one you want.
I want it back on my card. You didn't ask. You didn't give me this choice when you see my car. So what the f did it say? Here, read the receipt and tell me. You the manager. I want my money.
She starts hitting the counter.
That's the worst.
The woman agrees to refund her money.
Yep.
Starts hitting the counter and she does not stop.
And it's gonna start with this and your ass.
The worst thing that a guy can do, because there's a guy sitting there in the video, he gets involved and tells her to calm down, which leads to the best interaction ever.
No, who the f*** y'all think y'all playing with this motherfucker?
She
on the blood. I'm not f***ing playing with
you.
I ain't worried about it. I just need you to leave me alone back up because you didn't have nothing to do with my $6.99.
You'd have nothing to do with my $6.99.
See, I have to be honest, I would probably do the same as that dude. I'd be doing that. Just knock it off.
Just let's relax.
Knock it off.
Let's take it down a notch, lady. Yeah.
If you can't be quiet, get
do
out.
Do you know what, though? It's funny because I understand both sides. I've been there.
Uh-huh.
I moved to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Go in. I opened a bank account and I gave them cash.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them cash because I was new. I had all my cash. I closed my bank account from Jersey, went down South Carolina, opened up in cash.
Okay.
They give me a debit card on the spot. I go and buy groceries because, again, I just moved there. I didn't have anything.
Right.
And they tell me that I don't have insufficient funds because it was after 1 p.m. I opened at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
But it's cash.
Exactly. And I go in and I'm talking to this lady. I'm trying to stay calm because you don't really get what you want by being rude or freaking out.
No.
And she goes, you keep saying that. I go, but it's cash. I had it and then I gave it to you and then you have it. There's no hold on it. You didn't have to go somewhere else for it. You don't have to
wait for it to clear or anything like that.
It's cash. Yeah. You can go put it. If somebody came in and said, I want $100, you can give that to them out of the cash that I gave you.
Yeah. That's insane to me.
Yeah, and I was furious, and I would have loved to have this woman here going, give me my money back! Give me my money back!
Apparently, this town is in Michigan where this happened, and someone described the town as half college town, half ghetto trash town.
That's every college town.
Pretty much.
Did you ever drive by Wesley?